Good morning, St. Georgians near and far, in the name of our Lord Jesus. On day 10 of our year of the Bible journey, day 10, what we said to my older niece, the oldest of the grandchildren, was that she was in double digits when she turned 10. So our year of the Bible challenge is in double digits now. So congratulations if you're keeping up with that, or on your way to keeping up with it, or whatever it is. And what a great day 10 readings to have. One of the most sort of mysterious and strange and yet also inspiring and sort of culturally inspiring of the stories with Jacob wrestling with an angel. And then one of the most beautiful examples of reconciliation and forgiveness all in today's readings. So we left Jacob taking his leave from Laban, along with his wives and children and livestock and all that kind of stuff. And so he's headed, because the Lord has said to him, go back to the promised land, right? Go back to Canaan. And so he's on that way. And then his messenger, right? So he's headed back home. So it's been 20 years. He's headed back home. And then the messengers say, oh, by the way, Esau's on his way to meet us. Esau is on his way to meet us. Esau that he's ripped off. Esau that was ready to kill him. Esau the hunter who had Jacob squarely in his hunting sights is on his way. And Jacob is, to paraphrase, freaking out. I was reading a commentary on this the other day, and it's talking about, look, the end of the story is that they reconcile, but it said, and Jacob's fears turned out to be unfounded. I thought, no, they didn't. Jacob's fears were about as founded as any fears you're going to come up with. He ripped off the guy. His mother liked him more than he liked Esau. Esau's the hunter. Clearly there had been antagonism between them for their whole lives. And there you go. His fears were very much founded. He had a good foundation of fear. And so he's headed towards Esau. Esau's headed towards him, and an angel of God comes and wrestles with him. Wrestles with him until daybreak. What in the world is happening here? Wrestles with him but could not prevail. The angel couldn't prevail. Jacob couldn't prevail. And so Jacob asks for his blessing, and he says no, basically. He dislocates his hip, and he says, and this is the place where Jacob is named Israel, right? So it's Jacob that gives his name to the entire family. Well, Jacob's name is changed to Israel, and that becomes the name of the entire family, right? With the 12 children, we're becoming the 12 tribes of Israel, and all that kind of stuff. So won't give his names, dislocates his hip, and that's why they don't eat the hip bones to this day, it says, and gives him a new name. What in the world is going on here? And you think, well, look, I don't know, but you can think, look, you know, this is part of Jacob's, you know, sort of dealing, you know, God and Jacob dealing with his injustice, right? You say, you know, this is something about God's, you know, God being in Jacob's conscience and saying, look, you know, whatever happens to you right now, it's entirely fair, right? I mean, from any sense of justice, from any sense of fairness, you should get what's coming to you. And so that, but a weird story. But I think a lot of us can relate to this idea of wrestling with God, in whatever dire straits we are in. Jacob is afraid, right? Jacob is afraid. He should be afraid. Contra whatever I read, his fear is incredibly well-founded. And that's the night that he wrestles with God, wrestles with an angel of God. And then what happens? And then he's so afraid that he, you know, pragmatically divides his family up into two, right? And all of his livestock up into two, so that if Esau destroys one, you know, kills everybody in one side, he won't, at least the other half will survive. And then he starts sending Esau presents after presents after presents, livestock and people and all this kind of stuff, presents after presents, trying to appease him. Comes to, you know, when he finally comes up to Esau, everybody bows to Esau. Jacob bows to Esau. The ladies bow to Esau. Children, the workers, the shepherds, whatever it is, everybody bows to Esau to try to get his mercy. He says, I am the servant of my Lord. Jacob says to Esau, I am the servant of my Lord. Esau forgives Jacob. Narratively, this is as surprising as you can get. Esau forgives Jacob. How did that come about? How did Esau get to a place where he could forgive Jacob? Who knows? I mean, Jacob's already had his children, so there's some sort of sense that Jacob could be killed here, and then his children could still go on to be the tribes of Israel and all that kind of stuff. But Esau forgives Jacob, and it's beautiful, and it's inspiring, and it's grace. And I think we see here part of it is the efficacy of forgiveness, the profundity of forgiveness, like what forgiveness can do in terms of that reconciliation. And look at the way it's reciprocated. He gives Esau all these presents. Esau says, listen, I don't want them. You can keep all your stuff. And Jacob says, no, man, I don't need my stuff anymore. I got everything I need. He essentially returns Esau's blessing, right? The blessing that he stole, all those years ago, he's now returning and saying, like, this isn't what I need. I don't need the money. I don't need the lifestyle. I got everything I need. What does that mean? He's got his family back. You know, he doesn't have to run scared. He doesn't have to have this competition. He doesn't have to have this violence. Right? He doesn't have to have this fear. Doesn't have to have the anxiety and tension. He's got his brother back. He's got his family back. And so he says, I've got everything I need. You know, I've got everything I need right here. He has been on the receiving end of forgiveness. And look, that's, you know, again, it's the time of the year when we start talking about, when we talk about pledges for the church. There's some important way in which we have everything we need. You know, we have been forgiven by God the way that Jacob was forgiven by Esau. We have been nonetheless blessed the way that Jacob was blessed, right? Jacob, even though he had had the sin, even though he had ripped off his brother and everything like that, Jacob had nonetheless been blessed. Even while we were yet enemies of God, Christ died for the ungodly, Paul says. And that's what Jacob is experiencing, and that's what we're, I hope, experiencing, that we have been on the receiving end of that forgiveness. We have been given more than we could, well, more than we could ask or imagine. And so it's beautiful, and it's a really, it's just that there are a couple, and I would almost say only a couple, examples of this kind of reconciliation in the Hebrew Bible, and this is a beautiful one to, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest. All right, I've gone on about that enough, but it's a really important thing. It's a really beautiful seen, and so forth. Last thing I want to say is that we see the final, we see Rachel's death. Remember, Rachel gave birth to two sons. One was Joseph, who's going to get a Technicolor dream coat later, and the other is Benjamin, and that plays into some stuff that happens later. So you've got Rachel in giving birth to Benjamin ends up dying, which is very sad. Ends up dying in childbirth. So that's something to remember from later. There's also this really horrible episode where Dinah, their sister, is raped, and then the brothers go and kill everybody. And the moral standing of the brothers is condemned quite clearly. Like, the moral standard of standing of Jacob is a little ambiguous. Like, it's not clear. I'm not ready to pass a clear judgment on that one, so I'm not sure. But onwards and upwards with the Jacob and his sons story. But just want to point out the two sons of Rachel are Joseph and Benjamin, again, which plays into the story later. So, happy reading. Hope it's all going well for you so far. Let me know if I can do anything to help. But let us pray. Almighty God, who has caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Walk the dog this morning. Now we're ready to start the day. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.